Arsenio Hall from Stage 29.
What's up, y'all?
Baby. Good morning.
What's Jay going on, Brown, man?
Who's out here? Jay is there. I hear Jay.
Yeah, Sherry Shepherd.
I know Tom is there.
Sybil is here.
Sherry Shepherd.
Oh, yeah. Sybil, I like all of you. Every one of your personalities, I like all of you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
And say good morning to Sherry.
Hey, Arsenio.
Hey, Sherry.
Yes, hey.
How you doing? What was I watching the other night? Anthony Anderson, yeah. Where he was calling that lady Sherry.
Oh, him and NeNe Leakes on the Tell the
yes.
Truth.
Oh,
was she like
God,
a church lady or something?
Yeah, she kind of looked. She looked a little bit like you, and it was a very funny moment when he says when he just would call her Sherry Shepherd and ignore her name. You know, very funny. Anthony is funny. Anthony is funny. Yes. Boy, he's been doing some stuff lately. You be watching him host something, and a little drop of pee come out because he is really on his game these days.
He's on his game.
And you on your game, too,
yes.
Man.
You're out there on the road.
You're out there on the road, and you're hosting the new series, Greatest Hits.
Hey, Tom, you're going to love this new show, man. Let me break this down real quick. It's called Greatest Hits because basically we just deal with things that had a huge top 10 life, number one hit, so on and so forth. And this is not about promoting your vodka when you come on. It's not about selling your album. It's just about this pure love for music. Like, say, for instance, you just call Jason Derulo and say, forget your material, but with top 10 hits, 80s, 90s, 2000, choose something, come here and turn it out. Jason came and did some Michael Jackson stuff. Mario and Zendaya do You Should Let Me Love You. That's what they chose, because Zendaya, that's what she remembered as a little girl. And it bridges this musical generation gap by allowing people to do stuff that they loved as a child. Say, for instance, Andra Day. She loved Bonnie Raitt. So we bring the two of them together. Meghan Trainor, her first concert was Backstreet Boys. We go and call Nick Carter, get the Backstreet Boys over there. They perform together. There's some crazy stuff, like Pitbull. Pitbull says, I used to dig REO Speedwagon. He brings them, and they perform together. I'm telling you, there's stuff here that's so unique and so cool. Everybody in the room that I'm talking to is going to love this show.
Who would you bring back?
Right.
Who would you know what? Well, you know, obviously, so I can get an extra check, I took a producer position, and I pull a lot of people in there. You know, I remember. See, when my lawyer first called me and told me about this show, I was so excited because I used to do this. When you do a late night show every night, sometimes you get bored. So I used to flip the script sometimes. I remember bringing in the first time Michael Bivins called me. He said, I got this group, Boys to Men. I want you to break them next year because the album ain't ready. And I said, but yo, let's start to chum the water, man. Bring them here. Let me meet them. And I had read that they love the Temptations. I put them with the Temptations one night before End of the Road, before the first album. And that's the kind of stuff that we do on this show because Boys to Men turned it out with the Temps. And, of course, I called Sean and I got them on this show, too. So I'm back together with them. For a while, and there's a lot of cool stuff. I guarantee you, you'll love this show. It's a real unique.
How many episodes?
We do 6 summer specials, and the last one is live 2-hour special from downtown the Microsoft. If y'all, I know Jay will be here, but if y'all in the area, you got to come to that one. That's gonna be crazy.
That sounds like fun.
When is that? I might come.
That's gonna be August 4th. It's gonna be a live 2-hour special on ABC. And
Let's go, Sherry.
Yeah, let's go. We're there.
But there's so much cool stuff. What's his name? Miguel comes on. Like, Miguel doesn't work with anybody. He grew up listening to a lot of Stevie Winwood. So he comes on and bring me a higher love. He turns it out.
And
are you going to invite
John Legend? You got John Legend. Who's he? What's he doing?
Let me tell you about that segment. John Legend, I didn't realize. Here's something that researching John Legend, I found out, and it actually helped the segment to produce itself. John Legend used to be John Stevens, and he was that keyboard player for Lauryn Hill. I forgot about that. I think I knew it. But he comes on and pays homage to Lauryn Hill and does her stuff. It's crazy. It's all that and extra butter. I'm telling you.
When we come back, will you tell us if you're bringing Donald Trump on to perform with anyone?
I'm going to have him come on and blow himself.
We're there.
It premieres tonight on ABC. Greatest Hits with Arsenio Hall hosting. Arsenio, can you stay through the break? And when we come back, let's talk about some topics in the headlines.
Joke. I got to stay. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk headlines when we come back after break with Arsenio Hall from Stage 29.